From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are holding on to their gains as markets grow more confident that Greece's debt crisis will soon be over. The deadline is just a couple of hours away for private investors to decide whether to swap the equivalent of $140 billion in Greek government bonds for new ones worth far less. According to the Associated Press, local government officials say participation in the deal has topped 75% so far, suggesting it will succeed and avoid a default. The European Central Bank says Europe's economy is stabilizing. Terry Schultz reports the bank says it's leaving interest rates unchanged at 1%, citing great progress in reducing volatility.
ECB Chief Mario Draghi says measures taken by his bank and European Union governments to stem the financial crisis are working. Draghi mentions in particular the ECB's decision to grant more than €1 trillion worth of long-term loans to Eurozone banks and the austerity-driven reforms in member states.
They have contributed to a significant improvement in the financial environment over recent months.
But that stabilization won't necessarily lead to growth in the near term. The ECB forecast says the Eurozone economy will probably shrink this year. Next year's growth expectation has been trimmed. Draghi says a 20% hike in oil prices will also contribute to inflation remaining high. It's currently at 2.7%. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Looking at Wall Street, Dow is up 73 points at 12,910. The latest snapshot of new unemployment claims reveals an increase of 8,000 claims in the U.S. Despite last week's climb, though, Scott Brown, chief economist at Raymond James & Associates, says overall the job sector appears to still be improving.
A swing week to week of 10,000 or so is really nothing to be worried about. That's why we typically focus on the four-week average, which has been trending at a relatively low level here, and that's consistent with a bit stronger job growth.
In other news, the U.S. Surgeon General is sounding the alarm about kids and tobacco, saying a lot more has to be done to keep minors from lighting up. NPR's Rob Stein touches on more details revealed in the Surgeon General's latest report.
In the new report, the Surgeon General calls tobacco use a pediatric epidemic. One out of every four American high school seniors smoke cigarettes. Most of them will become adult smokers, and half of them will die prematurely as a result. To fight this, the Surgeon General says the nation has to reinvigorate its battle against tobacco. Anti-smoking campaigns need to focus on teenagers and young adults. That means doing a lot more to counter the billions of dollars the tobacco industry spends on advertising and other tactics. The Surgeon General says that might include public service ads, higher taxes on cigarettes, and more smoking bans. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Dow up more than 70 points or 0.5% higher. This is NPR News. An Australian man who was arrested in Kentucky last year after planting a bomb on a teenage girl in Sydney has pleaded guilty to the crime in an Australian courtroom. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the girl's family still doesn't know why they were targeted.
Last August, Paul Peters broke into the home of Madeline Pulver, strapped a bomb to the teenager's neck, handed her a ransom note, and disappeared. After a tense 12-hour standoff, police were able to determine the bomb was a fake. A joint Australian FBI task force tracked Peters down to his ex-wife's home in the suburbs of Louisville. He was arrested and brought back to Australia. Now that he's pled guilty to the elaborate extortion plot, the girl's father, Bill Pulver, says the family hopes one day Peters will explain why he targeted them.
We're delighted that he's been pleading guilty. That's a wonderful development. If we could get a rational explanation for his behavior, that would be a terrific amount of closure for us.
Peters will be sentenced later this month. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Battles between Yemen's troops and al-Qaeda militants are still raging in an al-Qaeda stronghold in the south. The military says that troops killed 8 militants today in an assault. A dozen others have been wounded. This offensive came just days after al-Qaeda launched attacks on an army base over the weekend in which hundreds of soldiers were reportedly killed. Osama bin Laden's three widows reportedly are charged with living in Pakistan illegally. The Pakistani Interior Ministry says the women have been detained since U.S. commandos killed the al-Qaeda leader in a raid last May. However, it is unclear what kind of punishment bin Laden's widows may face for living in Pakistan without a visa. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.